So the last two paragraphs of the Genjo Koan. Zen Master Baojie of Mount Mayu was fanning himself. A monk approached and said, "Master, the nature of wind is permanent, and there is no place it does not reach. Why then do you fan yourself?" And the master answered, "Although you understand that the nature of the wind is permanent, you do not understand the meaning of its reaching everywhere." "Well, what is the meaning of its reaching everywhere?" asked the monk again. And the master just kept fanning himself. So, the nature of wind is permanent, and there is no place it does not reach. Buddha nature is everywhere and always present. Does that mean that we don't need to train? That we can just assume that? Or is there something we need to do? How can we really know that Buddha nature is present, is always there, yeah, permanent? And once we know it with our body and mind, with our deep intuition, does that mean we stop training? Or do we need to keep training? Practice is a strange word because it somehow or other contains effort. But the expressing of our true nature in daily life is not something that needs effort. It does, however, require us to be awake and aware and have a deep connection with the heart of the precepts and a true deep wish for compassion in this universe. And so the monk, as answer, kept fanning himself. It needs expression. Truth needs expression. Now, the actualization of the Buddha Dharma, the vital path of its correct transmission, is like this. If you say that you do not need to fan yourself because the nature of wind is permanent, and you can have wind without fanning, you will not understand permanence, nor the nature of wind. The nature of wind is permanent, and because of that, the wind of the Buddha's house brings forth the gold of earth, of the earth, and makes fragrant the cream of the long river, also translated as the cheese, or no longer know what the fruitfulness. Nourishing this long, great river. And the more we deepen, the more we express. This problem, this question of we have Buddha nature already. Why do we need to train? Also, can be seen in Dogen's poem, which is an answer to another Zen master, in which he speaks about birds fly as birds. And fish swim as fish. It's the activity of life. Life is not static. It's there is an active expression. And the gold of the earth is the gold of the Buddha in this universe. And makes fragrant the cream of the long river, the nourishing flow. The nourishing flow that we come to know in our meditation. And so Dogen concludes this series of recommendations and contemplations of the Genju Koan with the encouragement for us to continue to deeply listen to the true heart. And express it in daily life. So that was the last bit of the Genjo Koan.